The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. A very good morning to you, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Bonjour to you, Abs. Immensely well, eh?
Absolutely fantastic to hear that. Let's get to Zimbabwe very quickly. Hey, sect in Zimbabwe runs to South Africa. What's happening?
Well, Emmerson Mnangagwa has fled here, saying that he's faced death threats. They tried to poison him, all sorts of things. This is after being sacked last week by Robert Mugabe. He fell foul of Grace Mugabe, which is not something you want to do in Zimbabwe, not even for some in Johannesburg, if you remember. But he's now saying that he'll fight tooth and nail those who've made a mockery of the original values of ZANU-PF. And he then says to Robert Mugabe and to Grace, the party isn't your personal property. And then says that egotistical, self-serving lackeys of Robert and Grace Mugabe are now running the party. So a bitter farewell. I don't know what's going to happen, whether he gets asylum here, what happens in terms of his status here. But this was the man until very recently who was due to succeed Robert Mugabe, now into his 90s. Wouldn't have thought he was that long to wait, huh?
You know what? As we've said before, you can do your things in the dark, but someday, somehow, things will begin to unravel. Nonetheless, we talk about Paradise Papers. What's the latest?
Wow, there's been two stories out of Angola. You know, we had the one guy, the young man, the friend of Dos Santos' son, who took $40 million in profit in the first 20 months. But now we hear from the Appleby, that's the legal firm at the center of the Paradise Papers leak, that it refused to do business in 2012 with Isabel Dos Santos, the Africa's richest woman. She wanted a shelf company in Mauritius or the British Virgin Islands. But the Appleby felt that she's too politically exposed and says that it didn't actually provide shelf services. So she's probably quite happy then that she didn't do it, because all her business would have been out. Leaked along with other stuff of the Paradise Papers, eh?
You can only laugh sometimes when you hear these stories. But Mauritania has what has the court heard about bloggers?
Well, you know, a blogger there was sentenced to death for blaspheming against the Prophet Muhammad, and Nubibu in the city, the southern city. Human rights groups have now appealed against that, saying this is not the case. But conservative elements are saying that this blogger, he should be hanged for this blasphemy that he has committed. Exactly what he said I haven't read, but you don't have to say a great deal to be found guilty of blasphemy, I'm sad to say.
Sentenced to die for a blog. Yo, Jean-Jacques, I mean... I'm not undermining in other countries' laws, but I think in South Africa, when you hear stories of a 7-year-old boy dying because the ambulance was held at gunpoint and only two cell phones and about 30 rands stolen. And a 7-year-old loses his life. And you think to yourself, when we catch these, it's not even criminals. These you can't even call them animals. You'd be doing animals a disservice. I don't know what they are, but these parasites, when you catch them, they will only get to have, 15 years in prison? And then after that, they're out.
I wonder.
It just makes you think. It's just me maybe confiding in you.
Well, but, I mean, then we're getting to that various thing. I mean, once emotion comes into it, you know, you can't. And you're trying to talk about the death sentence. I remember the debates in Britain when I was a foreign correspondent there, where they removed the party whip and debate on the death penalty. And I remember once with Margaret Thatcher as Prime Minister, she voted for restoring the death penalty. But, of course, the majority of MPs voted against it. And
I hear what you're saying. You know, once emotion is involved, then you've already, you already were swimming in murky waters. Nonetheless, Monsieur Jean-Jacques, merci beaucoup. À la semaine prochaine.
À la semaine prochaine, mon vieux.
Thank you so much. To you listening at home, thank you so much. A very good morning to you. By the way, if you are wondering what à la semaine prochaine means, in my understanding, it means that we chat again next week, or till we chat again. So,